Great to be here on a Wednesday in for Dwayne. Brett Phillips, for the next hour, we're going to have a chat very shortly to Aaron Norton. Sam Edmund with all the latest footy news. Ian Healy will hear from the former Australian great wicketkeeper on all things cricket. Aaron Finch, 5 o'clock. We're going to be watching Finchie with eagle eyes later on. We'll hear from Nathan Buckley as well this hour, who has spoken for the first time across this pre-season period. It's Western Bulldogs membership day today on SEN. Today only, get a 6-game bronze Western Bulldogs membership for the price of 3 at westernbulldogs.com.au/SEN. Of course, it was the Bulldogs coach, Luke Beveridge, who spoke on SEN Breakfast this morning about our next guest.
You know, if we played Aaron Norton as a key defender, he'd be an All-Australian player. And this is the quality of the young man. He knows that he could also be the Coleman medalist. He could be the best key forward in the game. And he's willing to pick up that challenge. We've seen the signs. He's only, what is he now? I can't remember if he's 21 or 22 yet. But he's just done his first pre-season, so there's another thing. He hasn't been able to do a pre-season yet. And the signs have been very, very good. He got a little hit pointer the other week, so he couldn't play against Hawthorn. I'm thankful that he misses some of these games just so he gets through another week to start the season. But he's going to be a really influential and powerful forward for us. And yeah, we've got Ryan Gardner and Alex Keith and some of these other boys in our back end. Haven't played a lot of AFL footy yet. We just need to be a little bit patient with those guys, but they'll really come on again this year.
Well, that was the thoughts of Luke Beveridge on Aaron Norton and where he's going to play, where he could obviously excel and be rated in that All-Australian class. I think it was Doug Hawkins who also said this week that Aaron Norton could be the best centre-halfback in the competition, but every indication is he's going to continue to play forward, and he's been good enough to join us, the young gun from the Bulldogs. Aaron, welcome to SEN.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on Bulldogs Membership Day. As a player, we've heard from the coach today. We've heard from the president, Kylie Watson-Wheeler, which was a great chat with Jared earlier today. But what about from the player's perspective? I imagine things have come around pretty quickly after a later finish at last season, a pre-season. Here we are, ready to go.
Yeah, basically, obviously, bit short of pre-season, and obviously now into games and round 1 around the corner. It'll be good to finally run out there in round 1 and actually have some fans. It's been a while, so to have the Bulldogs members and supporters there in round 1, it's going to be awesome, since we've missed it for basically a whole year.
Aaron, are we going to see you on Monday against Melbourne in the AFL Community Series? As Luke said in that little grab, you didn't play the scratch match last week, but you've obviously, which is, I imagine, much to your joy, completed a pre-season for the first time. So, obviously, a little precaution last week?
Yeah, definitely. I just copped the hit pointer in, I was unlucky, the first 5 minutes of our intra-club the week before. So, I was a bit sore, and we played it safe with that. But, yeah, I'll definitely be out there against Melbourne come Monday. And, hopefully we'll see how we go. Us boys are training as sort of a round 1 clash and to hit the season running. So, it'll be a full outing for us.
How good does it feel to complete a pre-season, though, for the first time? Well, how different do you feel in you're going into your fourth campaign?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, coming into the AFL, I had some groins and then a few surgeries in my second and third year. So, to be able to just complete a pre-season and just mainly be out in the track and training, best time of year with the sun out, it just feels nice. And obviously with training so much in the pre-season, just feeling more physically strong, and probably my endurance is probably the thing that's really stepped up this year, because I've actually been able to be out on the track and train, as other years I was always sort of trying to catch up and build that fitness come round 1, but now I've got that body of work behind me, which is good.
And obviously we've seen you, start as a defender, become a forward and really grow into that forward role and learn the forward craft over the last couple of years. I mean, do you feel totally comfortable in that part of the ground? And certainly the indication from the coach and the coaching staff is that's where they want you to stay and have the most impact on the team.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't say I'm fully comfortable. I'm obviously going to still be learning for many more years. I think that's a good thing about my game, that I've been able to have some influence up forward and still learning, which is nice. But, yeah, I'll definitely staying up there. And, yeah, obviously with the pre-season behind me this year, I'm coming into the season real confident that I should be able to have a good one.
Aaron, what have you most learnt? Say, over the past 3 years, you come in as a young guy, you're champing at the bit to play AFL footy, you dreamt about that opportunity to play, and I imagine you learn a lot about yourself and your body and when to ramp it up, when to back off. You've had the injuries, as you mentioned. What have you most learnt being in the AFL system to now sort of get into a really good routine as an AFL footballer to make sure that, you know, you preserve your longevity in the game?
Yeah, definitely. Probably the main thing for myself is just the dedication and commitment to, you know, doing your rehab for myself, obviously with a few injuries, and yeah, trying not to miss as many games as possible. That's one thing that comes into it. You look at the senior players and the way they go about it. The reason why they haven't missed so many games at all is because of the diligence and the commitment they do to the program. So I'm one that sort of just sticks by the program, try not to do too many extra little things, and back the program in that they're running here, and yeah, it seems to work.
Who's sort of been the biggest influence on you in that regard, as someone to follow, or a couple of players that you've sort of followed and lent on in terms of the way they go about preparing?
Yeah, so when I first got to the club, I moved in with Mitch Wallace for that sort of first 2 months, and yeah, which is obviously really good, just shadowing him coming into the club, being such a raw player. And then probably he's been one all the way along. Obviously, now that I'm playing up forward with him now, it's good value. But also in my first year, Darryl Morris, as I was a defender, the way that he's been able to, he was able to play for so many years and have a lot of big, pretty nasty injuries, and be able to come back with that and be back to his best. He's someone that always spoke to, and was sort of around the club, and always will continue to speak to about, you know, how to manage my body and my injuries, because he's one that's basically had all the injuries you can dream of and come back from it.
Aaron Norton from the Bulldogs joining us on Bulldogs Membership Day, westernbulldogs.com.au/SEN. 6 games for the price of 3. As we look inside the Bulldogs list, I mean, obviously you've been around the mark again the last couple of years, you know, getting into that lower part of the top 8. You add in Adam Treloar, you add in a Steph Martin with his experience as well. How do you think that's going to sort of change up the dynamic, particularly with Martin and Tim English and how they might combine, and whether, you know, Tim in particular, who's shown good capabilities when he's gone forward, he can pluck a mark and kick a goal. Do you expect he might spend some more time with you up forward?
Yeah, I think that's the plan, obviously. Bringing in Steph Martin to help Timmy is going to be really good, as not only as a player, but sort of, you know, coaching Timmy through, and also Jordan Sweet through, you know, ruck craft and all the little details that go into it. But yeah, Timmy will be playing, I think, a bit more up forward. He's really showed some skill, and, you know, he's so tall and athletic. So when he's up forward, if he extends and gets a little jump, it's going to be hard for the defenders to, you know, stop him taking the mark or even draw a free kick. So I love having him down there. Obviously, I live with him. So it's, fun whenever playing alongside him, which is fun.
Nice. So what did you observe? I mean, you set out last week, but what did you observe about the man on the mark rule? And as forwards, and we heard Charlie Dixon on earlier today, I mean, all forwards want that ball. They're always waving, get it in quick, while we can isolate against a backman and not have so many numbers dropping back on us. Do you think the forwards will really benefit with this rule, or is it a little too early to tell?
I think a little bit too early to tell. I think it's probably going to generate a fair bit more like overlap around the mark, whether that be a hand pass or the bloke with the ball just taking off, because obviously the bloke can't move that's on the mark. So, I've only watched the one game with the rule. It's probably a little bit to play out there, but be interesting to see. I mean, if it does make it a bit easier for forwards, I'm all for it, but we'll have to wait and see.
The depth of your midfield, I mean, do you expect a number of the midfielders will sort of go forward, rest forward, play forward for parts? I mean, obviously there'll be the rotations off the bench as well, but there's going to be some pretty hot competition for spots if everyone's injury free.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's pretty stacked midfield. I sort of laugh looking at it, but I'm happy because they're all pretty elite kicks, so it'll be nice to lead up to them. But yeah, I think they're going to have to share that role, whether some roll through the wings or somewhere along the half forward. I think that's good that they've all sort of identified that they all can't just play purely midfield, and they're buying into whether it's a different role on the wing or a different role up at the half forward flank or whatever it be. So I mean, the good thing is that we got plenty to choose from. So I think that's up to Bevo and the coaches to see who he's going to fit in at the start, round one. But, yeah, it's quality. It's good to have them all around.
Aaron, to go a bit further and be a little higher placed in that top eight and be right around the mark to challenge for a premiership, is there one area that absolutely stands out, or is it just trying to tidy up all areas of the ground and just get a bit better in everything?
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't say there's one thing that just stands out. I think each line has their little things that we're trying to improve on. I think it's just, you know, helping that our group's 1 year older as well, considering we are a pretty young list, and then we go get Steph Martin and Adam Treloar and add that bit more experience and senior bodies to our list. And then, we're obviously pushing and been training really hard to be able to, you know, push higher up in that top eight. And, everyone's buying into the process of being able to do that. So I think we're really excited for what the season holds.
We talked about Steph Martin. Just on Adam Treloar, I mean, Luke Beveridge indicating today he's likely to play in the VFL practice match last week, so not the main game against Melbourne. He's done, I think, a fair bulk of the pre-season. Just tell us what he's brought to the track and just to the group dynamic as well.
Yeah, he's obviously, he's pretty outspoken, and his leadership is probably one thing that I noticed right from day one. He wasn't afraid to speak up and share his experience at different clubs and see what he likes at this club. But he's fitted in really well. Just adds that other sort of senior body and that other older voice, which we probably don't have too many of. He's obviously played so many AFL games, and that's probably one thing that he's really going to bring to the group, is just that voice and leadership, which is probably what we need as well.
And just how have you coped? I mean, this has been an extraordinary 12 months for everyone in life, for going through COVID, and, you know, the footballers, just using your example, having to go into that, you know, hub life for an extended period, and who knows what lies ahead. Fingers crossed that we can have a fairly normal year, but, you know, whether we have to go into that hub situation again as clubs, how did you cope with that personally?
Not too bad. I think it was such a long time, but obviously myself being an interstate player anyway, I don't have immediate family and friends in Melbourne anyway. So, but the only problem with going to the hub was obviously my family and friends would come over a fair amount of times throughout the year to come watch and hang out. So obviously being in the hub, they weren't allowed to do that. But in terms of the general move, I felt okay with it because I wasn't having to move away from, you know, a partner and family and friends that I have in Melbourne. So I found that okay. But the hardest thing for me was trying to get back into WA post the season with their hard border.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a struggle. And then having to do the 2 weeks quarantine as well, that was probably the hardest thing. But I'm glad the season got underway and we're able to finish it. But I'd probably rather not to do it again.
Before I let you go, is there someone that's sort of lighting up the track, what you saw in the Pracky, away from, you know, the main players we associate with the Western Bulldogs? Is there maybe just a name that we're going to keep a close eye on that's a little left field, or someone that's really impressed you that's come from the clouds a little?
Probably not from the clouds. He had a real good season last year as well. But Bailey Williams is stepping up his game again. He's sort of that good size, that third, fourth tall defender that can play on tolls, but then also has elite skills, and his rebound and halfback's been nice. So I'd probably say him, that's one that's probably not a household name yet, but he probably will be after this year.
I will just squeeze in one extra, because your coach talked about Jamar Ugel-Hagan today. I thought it was quite refreshing in a sense, because the expectation has been for a long time now the number one pick just comes in and plays. He clearly is not quite ready, and obviously didn't get to play a full year with no under-18s last year, and he was injured as well. So it's good that a young guy can sort of come in and not feel that pressure. Would you agree that he's got to play with the expectation, round one, suit up and make an impression?
Yeah, I think it's good. And I mean, yeah, you do think this last year was pretty different for all those blokes trying to get drafted, not playing for a whole year and then being thrown into an AFL environment and then expected to, you know, kill it round one. So it's good that he'll be able to fit in when he's ready. I think, you know, there's myself and Brucey down there, when Tim or Steph's down there, there's some senior bodies, so he's not going to have to take the full load straight away. He's obviously an extreme talent and we're really excited by him, but he'll play when he's ready. And if it takes a while, it might. If he starts dominating in the VFL and comes in, you know, round two, who knows? But, yeah, I think it's taking a long-term approach with him, and he's going to be a good player for a long time.
Looking forward to that. Adam, really appreciate Aaron, really appreciate your time. And I had him on the brain. Really appreciate your time. Best of luck, and looking forward to seeing you and that forward line operate. You'll get some good service, and the Bulldogs will certainly be right around the mark. All the very best.
Sweet. Thanks, man.
Aaron Norton from the Bulldogs, one of their young guns, of course, on Bulldogs Membership Day today on SEN. Six games for the price of three, westernbulldogs.com.au/SEN. We'll come back and have a chat to Ian Healy, the legend Australian wicketkeeper, up next.